Ladies and gentlemen, Maximum Mike is proud to rock.
Oh, it is so on. Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Maximum Mike, and you're listening to the Sunday, December 14th episode of Rock for Rookies. That's right. We just heard the song It's On by Korn from the album Follow the Leader, and this show is basically dedicated to everybody who's been catching me making mistakes during all my shows recently. I keep, like, making up facts off the top of my head, apparently, even though I'm pretty sure I do the research, so it's kind of weird that you guys keep making mistakes. So this is basically for Oscar and Ayal. You two are basically my biggest... you like to stick the knife in there, making me feel all silly willy nilly. That's just not cool. So, first of all, the first song of the show is dedicated to you guys, because I've decided that because you caught me making mistakes, it's your time for 5 minutes of fame. So this is President of the United States of America and the song, Naked and Famous. Have fun.
Explain glacial motion while Los Angeles don't drop into the ocean. I can't unfold the layers of mystery or piece together the tragedy of history, 'cause those lucky suckers, they don't have to work. Big 3D billboards and big 30-foot smurfs. Said she didn't like the smell of it, and then took her clothes off in a restaurant for the hell of it. I met a DJ who lived in seclusion. Reality and sobriety were her only delusions. And those lucky bastards, they didn't have to work. Big 3D billboards and big 30-foot smurfs. Just like me, I'm naked.
That was Static X off the album Machine. It was the song Black and White, Static X Industrial Metal. And I've really been thinking about just taking a break from all other forms of music and just getting into industrial metal for a while. You know, little Nine Inch Nails, some Rammstein, some Blacklight Burns. I mean, I'm really, really getting into it. I even played Rob Zombie last week, and I was like, you know, it was pretty good stuff. So I'm really thinking about maybe giving it more of a try. So, very sweet. Before Static X, we heard from Garbage and the song I'm Only Happy When It Rains. It's been a while since I played Garbage, and also last week was the first major rain of the season, so I thought I would try and get into the spirit of things. Come on, guys, bring on the rain. And of course, we started off with the President of the United States of America, Naked and Famous, to my two knife diggers. You really get in. Anyway, moving on. So the next song coming up is, I actually got inspired to play it because of a conversation I had with, I am your host as always, Johnny. Right, so we were talking about trying to figure out what were our favorite heavy metal covers of songs. So I started thinking about it, and then I was like, well, you know, could I do a whole show of metal covers? And I was like, nah, I gotta throw in some punk covers too. But then I started thinking of something completely opposite. What are my favorite softer covers of heavy songs? So, here's the song, oh, and this is for you, Johnny, this is War Pigs.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Stops turning as you hear the bodies burning. No more war pigs have the power, and as God has struck the hour, day of judgment, God is calling. On their knees, the war pigs crawling. We'll be right back.
till the summer comes. I had that dream about you again, where you drive my car right off a fucking cliff. And now I'm breathing deeply, walking backwards, finding strength to call and ask her. Roller coaster favorite ride, let me kiss you one last time.
Yeah.
That was Linnem off the album Slave to the Machine. It was the song called Giving Up Rock and Roll, which is, of course, something that we're not going to do here on Rock for Rookies. I love talking like that. It's weird. Anyway, Linnem basically just put out a new album called Tragic City Symphony. It's supposed to be pretty damn good, and which, of course, is impressive is that a record label put them out instead of the first three albums, which they put out all by themselves, which did very, very well. Before then, we heard from Blink-182 Rollercoaster. I really got nothing to say about Blink-182 except for the news, which I mentioned a couple weeks ago, that they're finally sort of whisperings and rumors that the band might actually do something together, being that they haven't talked for 4 years, but after Travis's whole accident, all of a sudden people started talking to each other, so thumbs up for that. Right before Blink, you want to know who did the War Pigs cover? It was Cake, which is great, because first of all, Johnny loves the song War Pigs, and he hates the band Cake, so I thought that was very fitting. Sweet! That's what happens when you sing that song in front of my mom and my baby, Johnny. Okay? That's what you get. Alright, so moving on, we're going to change direction, we're going to go old school. It's time for a little 50s and 60s rock and roll. We're going to get up with Hendrix and the song Little Wing.
Smiles she gives to me.
Now, there is simply something about Bon Jovi that when you listen to him, you just think perfection. Maybe it's like the perfect production of all of their songs, but it makes you want to sing along. It makes you want to tap your feet. Bon Jovi really know how to rock, and you can't deny that. Before them, we heard from Wolf Mother, a band that a lot of people deny can rock, but nonetheless, Dimension, the song we heard, is a song that they actually won a couple of awards for, especially live performance. Alright, we have reached the end of part one, which means it's time for Metallica. I'm doing an electric guitar thing. Alright, it's time for the song The Unforgiven, off the Black Album from 1991. The Black Album, of course, being the name of the album. That's what everybody calls it. It's actually just called Metallica. For those of you who have never heard this song, you're about to get a new taste of a ballad-style song that Metallica can do. It's not the heavy, it's not the blues hard rock, it's pure Metallica ballad. And if you didn't like Metallica up until now, well, prepare to fall in love with some Masters of the Rock. See you in part two.
Them. Welcome to intermission. Yeah, intermission.
Welcome back to part two of Rock for Free. Son of a bitch. You know what? I'm continuing with it. Okay, yeah, that's right. L decided to spit a bit in the back of the recording. Didn't ya, honey? Didn't ya? Oh, now all of a sudden she's shy. Anyway, what a fantastic opening to part two. Let's kick things off right. This is the new shit.
Yeah!
So that was Marilyn Manson off the golden age of the grotesque. A little news on Manson, apparently a new single from an upcoming album will be out before the end of the year, and hopefully a new album will be out at least before March. And of course, the really big news, for me at least, is that Wes Borland will be, he's a part of the band now, he's a part of the Manson band. Sweet, so with that out of the way, it's time for the rock news. Rock news on Rock for Rookies. Zah! I'm Maximum Mike, and this is the rock news. First up, Blur have a confirmed reformation. The band have not done anything together since 2002, and this coming summer, they're going to be performing together at London Hyde Park, their first gig together in all that time. Sweet, Blur kinda rule. Better than Oasis, at least. Moving on. Now, here we have an example of two completely polar opposite bands. On one hand, you have Fall Out Boy, who are now touring all these clubs, you know, to promote their new album, and the tickets are being sold for like $35 a ticket, and when they went to Chicago, their hometown, they actually charged $10 a ticket. $10! Then we can move to the other side of the world, where you have Bon Jovi, where they just did this whole special club feature. Everyone was like a part of the fan club for Bon Jovi. Tickets for that performance, $275. $275. And here is the real kicker. The band isn't even going to be there. What the hell? Ugh. Pissing me off a little bit. That was from Movie Buzz right there. Moving on. So on one hand, more polar opposites. On one hand, you have Britney Spears, who just put out, you know, her album Circus, has shot straight to number one. And then you have Guns N' Roses and Chinese Democracy, which has been number one for 1 week, and for this coming week, it will no longer be number one. From what I understand, it's not even going to be in the top 10 by next week. 17 years in the making, $300 billion, Guns N' Roses, gone. Britney Spears, hello. What does that mean? I don't know. You know what? Tell me what you guys thought of the new Guns N' Roses album if you've had a chance to hear it yet. Write me in, maximum@rockforrookies.com. Moving on, and this is amazing. So I'm going to read this word for word because I don't want to mess it up. A proposed plan to include a music royalty payment in U.S. university tuition fees could see students legally allowed to download music via BitTorrent, P2P, and other file-sharing networks. That basically means that when you pay for college, you're also paying for the right to download as much music as you want. So the new plan, which was proposed by Jim Griffin on behalf of Warner Music, will apparently be pretty cheap. It's going to be about $5 per month, and it has already attracted the attention of 3 out of 4 major music labels. And that's all the news I have for this week that was brought to you by AntiMusic.com and Rock for Rookies. Let's get back to the music. So I'm playing this upcoming song because I was listening to Country Love last week, and Ilona decided to play Michelle Branch. Now, Michelle Branch may have, in the past, done some country music, but the specific song that you played was not country in any way, and I didn't like it very much. So here's a song for you. It's a little bit of a mixture of what I like, and it's of what you like. This is Hey C. Dixie in the song, I Love Rock and Roll. Just for you, Ilona.
I saw her dancing there by the record machine. I knew she must have been about 17. Feet going strong, playing my favorite song. I could tell it wouldn't be long, she was with me, yeah, me. Tell it wouldn't be long, she was with me, yeah, me. Singing, I love rock and roll. Putting up a dime in the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll. Come on, spend time and dance with me. Smile, so I got up and asked her name. Well, that don't matter, she said, cause it's all the same. She said, can take you home, we can be alone. Next we're moving on, she was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on, she was with me, yeah, me. Singing, I love rock and roll. Putting
down and dive in the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll. Come on, sit down and dance with me. Yeah. Moving on, she was with me, yeah, me. Moving on, singing that same old song. Yeah, me singing, I love rock and roll. Putting up a dime in the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll. Come on, spend the time and dance with me. I love rock and roll. Putting up a dime in the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll. Come on, spend the time and dance with me. I love rock and roll. Putting up a dime in the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll. Come on, spend the time and dance with me. I love rock and roll. Putting up a dime in the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll. Come on, spend the time and dance with me.
Let's go! gentleman.
And that was Elvis Presley, the king of rock and roll, and the song Hound Dog. I totally knew it would throw you after listening to Bullet for My Valentine. But then again, Bullet for My Valentine after Hey See Dixie also probably threw you a bit. So that was a good three shot right there. Very nice. We heard the song Cries in Vain by Bullet for My Valentine. And Hey See Dixie, just so you know, they start off there like a bluegrass country band. Hey See Dixie, you say it very fast. It's AC/DC. They start off doing AC/DC covers. Very nice. Now, we're moving on to a, I used to talk about him a lot in the news, Brian Head Welch, the ex-guitarist from Korn. So we discussed how he's putting out an album. I was really, you know, happy about it. And then I totally just sort of forgot about it. Never, ever put it on the show. So I've decided to finally do that, basically because last week we were playing Black Light Burns, and I was like, yeah, woo, Wes Borland, Limp Bizkit. So I'm such a big fan of Korn, and I really want to give Head his shot on the show. Now, my only problem is introducing it, because, you know, I don't really want to... I still haven't figured out how to do this. It's basically, it's God's name, and I don't like taking it in vain. I don't mind cursing, but there are some places I draw the line. Enjoy.
one-track mind out of no man's land. The punishment sometimes don't seem to fit the crime. Yeah, there's a hole in my soul, but one thing I learned, for every love letter written, there's another one burned. So you tell me how it's gonna be this time. Is it all?
Over, then it's over.
So we just heard Hole in My Soul off the album Nine Lives. Now, Aerosmith haven't put out anything new since about 2001's Just Push Play. And I mentioned in the past that they're supposedly working on a new album, but nobody's heard anything about it yet. Though apparently it has to be done by April because they have a whole world tour set up for the coming untitled no one knows anything about album. Before then, we heard from Shinedown, hard rock alternative metal band from America. Very cool. They've actually been quite successful, being that every single that they've put out has made the top 5 Heatseeker rock chart, which is pretty cool. We heard the song Fly from the Inside. So with all that out of the way, our regular playlist is over, and it's time for the salute. So I've decided that I'm going to do some sort of like, it's gonna be like a history of rock, but there is no history of rock. I'm basically gonna pick a theme. So over this week and the next coming weeks, I'm going to salute 3 guys, 3 amazing, amazing guitar players. So this week, we're gonna be proud to stand up and salute Joe Satriani. Joseph Herschel Satriani, no, I'm just kidding, his name's not Herschel, he's not Jewish at all, was born back in 1956 in Westbury, New York, USA. He's an American guitarist and former guitar instructor. He was heavily influenced by Jimi Hendrix, Jimmy Page, and Jeff Beck. A lot of J's in there. Since 1988, Satriani has used his own signature guitar, the Ibanez JS series, and he's also been nominated 14 times for the Grammys and hasn't won once. But we all know it's the people that are actually nominated who are usually, you know, the good ones. Anyway, in 1988, Satriani was recruited by the Rolling Stones' Mick Jagger as the lead guitarist for Jagger's first solo career, and then eventually went for Deep Purple, and he has also worked with a whole bunch of really famous people, and most of the people on the list are going to be coming up in upcoming shows. So let's get straight on it, all the way back from 1986, the song Not of This Earth, and it's off the album Not of This Earth. little on Satriani's background, it's important to note that he started playing guitar at the age of 14 after the death of Jimi Hendrix. He heard the news apparently while he was like at a football game training, and he immediately went to his coach and said, "I'm out of here, I'm going to go learn how to play guitar." So, see, that's making a decision right there, you know? Anyway, 1974, he started studying with a music jazz guitarist, Billy Bauer, and a reclusive jazz pianist, Lenny Tristano. And they all affected one another, and then eventually Satriani moved to start going to college and whatnot, at Five Towns College, and it was there that he met Steve Vai and started teaching Steve Vai. Now, Steve Vai is probably going to be one of the other instrumental guitarists that we're going to be touching on in the near future. So he was Steve Vai's teacher. Now, in 1978, he moved to Berkeley, California to pursue more music career, and after he got there, he had to start teaching again. And I'm about to go through the list of people that he had to teach throughout those years, and it's amazing. We're going to start off with Kirk Hammett of Metallica, the lead guitarist, then David Bryson of Counting Crows, Kevin Kettigan of Third Eye Blind, Larry Lalonde of Primus and Possessed, Alex Skolnick of Testament, what is it with these names? Rick Hanolt of Exodus, Phil Kettner of Lazrocket, Jeff Tyson, Charlie Hunter, basically all super famous guitarists, and they were all taught by this man, so definitely worth saluting. Let's move right on now. Off the album Flying in a Blue Dream, once again, this is the song Flying in a Blue Dream.
Thank you.
So then, in 1986, Steve Vai, one of Satriani's students, started playing guitar for David Lee Roth when he put out his solo stuff away from Van Halen. And in all these interviews, Steve Vai started, you know, they're like, oh my god, you're such a great guitarist, how did you become so great? And Steve Vai said two words. He said, Joe and Satriani. That's right, two words, Joe and Satriani. So in 87, Satriani put out his second album, Surfing with the Alien, and then we heard, right after that, we heard Flying in a Blue Dream, which is what we just heard from 1989, and then it was just all uphill from there. He just kept putting out albums, and finally the radio started playing his stuff, even though most of it's all instrumental, and he started getting into the number ones and number two spots of the rock charts, and it was just absolutely amazing. And, you know, all the nominations just, you know, kept coming after that. So right now, we're going to be hearing a song from 1992's album The Extremist, which was his most critically acclaimed and commercially successful album to date, which is why I chose to put a song from that album. We're going to hear the song Summer Song. Here we go. Then, in 1986, Joe Satriani formed G3, a concert tour featuring three instrumental rock guitarists, originally Satriani, Steve Vai, and Eric Johnson. The G3 tour has since that year continued, though Satriani is the only permanent member. The other two members of the band constantly fluctuate. They've included Yngwie Malmsteen, Joe Petrucci, Kanye Wayne Shepherd, Robert Fripp, and it just, like, the list goes on and on. Anyway, since then, he's put out a whole bunch of albums, a couple of DVDs, live stuff, and in 2008, he shared the stage with an amateur guitarist, Funtuo, during a performance for YouTube Live. Funtuo being the dude who was doing the Canon music. I actually posted that as a video a couple of months back. Also, he's actually been in the news recently because he sued Coldplay for their hit song Viva La Vida. Apparently, most of the music was stolen right out of a Satriani song called If I Could Fly from his 2004 album, Is There Love in Space? So he's still around. So the point is, he's done a lot of work with lots of other people. Anybody who wants an amazing guitarist for their album, they bring in Satriani. That's basically all there is to it. He has influenced so many guitarists who have influenced other guitarists. I mean, literally, the man only started 20 years ago, and he's already like the grandfather of influence. And for that reason, the fact that his music is absolutely beautiful, Rock for Rookies was proud to say Joe Satriani. Well, that's all the time we have for this December 14th, 2008. Look forward to more of the amazing guitarists and upcoming shows. Hope you had a fantastic time. I am Max and Mike, and I will see you next week on Rock for Rookies. Peace.